Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
I think I love you.
I want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Eggs' Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Billboard Singles is sweeping the city, literally. There's four spots now. How many have we got?
We've got three. Four billboards
out
there, yeah.
Three, and they rotate around with all the singles that we've got on Billboard Singles. And if you want to be one of them, there still is time in the next week. Go to www.hit107.com and you can register just like Chantel has, who is on the Billboard now. So get looking, gentlemen.
Yeah, welcome to Billboard Singles, Chantel.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Chantel. Tell us a little bit about yourself. People can see the picture and they're probably going to like what they see, but then tell us who you are.
Well, hopefully. I am Chantel, obviously. I've just moved back from Melbourne. I was there for about 10 years and I've been back about 3 months. So
seen the light.
Yeah, so I'm working in security now and, yeah, just there's not many, Tinder, for instance, I've had a look on there and it's quite disheartening.
Isn't
and,
it?
Yeah, there's not that. It's it makes it depresso. You're like, is that really what's out there?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought, you know, my friend signed me up to this.
Well, welcome to Billboard Singles. You are going to have your face literally in lights for the whole of Adelaide to see. What are you most nervous about? Are you nervous about people driving past and judging you? Or are you nervous about the opportunity of finding the one?
Probably nervous about whether I look awkward up there on the billboard because I haven't actually seen the photos. But hopefully no crashes are caused because wouldn't want that on my conscience.
What are you looking for in a guy? Who is, if we could put the ideal person in front of you right now, what would he look like?
Probably taller than me, hopefully. I'm about 5'10", so like someone probably taller than me in heels. Someone who's outgoing and fun that can sort of bounce off of my humour and my little witty comments and all that sort of thing. Just looking at someone who I'm sort of compatible with, that I can be locked in a room with no windows and can still have a laugh and always find something fun to do. That sounds kind of bad, but you know what I mean.
Is there anything else?
Good family values, loves cats because I've got the best cat ever and so they have to like cats. Obviously, someone that's attractive would be ideal. Someone who's probably compassionate and empathetic.
Your list is getting a little bit too long.
I've got so many more things here on my dot point.
Apart from potentially being a future crazy cat lady, what are the reasons that you are single? Why do you think you are?
Well, I separated from my partner in Melbourne and basically he was too young. It just didn't work out.
Was he a Melbournean?
He's from Melbourne. Did the cougar thing and dated someone 10 years younger than me.
Uh-huh. How was that?
In the end, it does matter. So, so I moved back here and looking to start something or just get out there and have fun and meet people, I guess.
We know about you and we know what you're looking for. Now people can see you. You're going to have your billboard on West Terrace next week, along with the one on Port Road in Bowden and on Hindley Street. Good luck with the search for love, Chantel.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
Amos 10 Eggs' Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We've given up our billboards around the city that advertise our show. And let me tell you, that's no small thing to do because it's the only reason I currently take this job. I'd be in a legal office just doing regular day-to-day work if I didn't want my head plastered around the city. So it's a big deal for me to cough that up. I love driving past and just going, look at me!
Thank you,
Amos.
Instead,
I can't do it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you've got to be very grateful for the fact that we've given these.
Please, a head wobble.
That's the point. What we're going to do is we're going to give you a whole new batch of singles because we already had two and they've gone their separate ways and found love. So it's time to meet our next contestants for you guys to fall in love with. Let's meet Tina.
Welcome to Billboard Singles, Tina.
Thank you.
Tina, tell us a bit about yourself. I've seen your photo. You are smoking, by the way, but tell everyone else a little bit why you want to be on the billboard.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm 28 years of age. I work in the medical sector. I'm kind of looking for long-term relationships. I do have two young children under the age of 8, so someone who can accept that fact. I really enjoy being around family, so I hope this person likes that as well. Yeah.
You're a phlebotomist, is that correct?
A phlebotomist, yes.
So what does phlebotomy do? Is that analysing blood?
Yeah, no. This is actually taking the blood and sending it over to the lab.
Okay.
So we're vampires.
Okay, so
someone's
why
into that kind of kink.
Good. What about the motivation, though, to come on Billboard Singles? Tell us about your single life so far as a mum of two.
Well, I was with the children's dad for 7 years. And then I've had a couple of little relationships in the past 3 years, but nothing major. So I'd like to just find someone to settle down with.
Reckon your kids would be pretty excited seeing you on the billboard. You're going to drive past?
Yeah, I'll definitely go check it out.
Do they know you're actually why you're on the billboard, by the way?
No, they've seen that I have a Tinder account and they question that. So it's a little troublemakers.
What are you looking for, Tina? Like, ideally, if we could put a man in front of you right now, what would he look like and what would his personality be like?
Personality would be fun, bubbly, charming and caring and considerate. Appearance-wise, I'm not too fussed as long as they're not overly large.
Hideous.
Fugger.
That sounds horrible. I like fit looking.
There you go. Well, there's a type. If you think you fit the bill of what Tina, our Billboard single, is looking for, go check out Tina.
Thank you.
Good luck, Tina. Speak to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
It's the Amos Katnangers
Catch-Up. Hit 107. I came here for love. If you ever pay attention to billboards, you usually see like David Beckham in his underwear doing like a perfume, or you see like a beautiful family doing a car. You see like a radio show in town, everyone looking there smiling. We've given up our billboard for single people, so you might actually get something to enjoy, maybe something out of a billboard rather than just advertisement. You might find someone that you could marry at the end of the day.
We've already met Zoe and James. They've both gone on dates after people left voicemails from seeing the billboard, and worked out really well for
them.
That's
right. We put pictures of you up there with a number. People call through, and then they could go on a date with you. Let's meet our final one for this week.
Well, quickly before we do, let's recap on the people we've met this morning, because we met Chantel at 7.
Hi, I'm Chantel. I've just moved back from Melbourne and looking for someone who's fun, outgoing, and probably a unicorn, because I doubt that that perfect guy really exists. Just looking for someone who I'm sort of compatible with, that I can be locked in a room with no windows and can still have a laugh and always find something fun to do.
We met Tina at 8:30 or 7:30.
Hi, my name's Tina. I'm 28 years of age. I work in the medical sector. I've got 2 children. I'm looking for a long-term partner and someone who loves to be around family.
But we need a fella, and that fella is you, Reese. Welcome to Billboard Singles.
G'day, g'day.
Reese, your billboard is going to be on Port Road, West Terrace, and the fun one, Hindley Street.
Your beauty.
Mate, wandering out of nightclubs, people would have had a couple of drinks, maybe some girls would have had some body sodas, a martini, espresso styles, and then they're going to look up and see you advertised. All they're going to see is a picture of you. Why don't you paint in the picture? Who are you, Reese?
Well, I'm 5'9", typical Aussie bloke, I guess. Enjoy my fishing, enjoy my beers, enjoy my palmies, enjoy going camping and enjoy my footy.
What have you had struggles with, Reese, with the dating world in Adelaide?
Well, to be honest, I've been single for 2 years. Haven't been on a date for about 8 months now, mainly because of time, I guess. Tinder's absolutely hopeless. I guess my pickup lines aren't that great.
Can you run us by? What's your go-to? What do you usually run out with?
All right, Kat, it goes like this. If you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple. What do you reckon of that one?
I'd have a smile if someone did that. I'd have a bit of a smirk. I don't mind it.
It always gets a response, but not always positive.
Okay. Now, Reese, always a tough thing to do a bit of self-appraisal, no matter what your industry,
yep.
No matter what you do.
Yep.
Where do you put yourself in the looks department out of 10?
Oh, geez, tough question. I'd probably go a 7 without sounding too cocky.
7's good, yeah. Above average.
No, that's very good.
Stood up there.
Yeah. That would have been cocky if you said strong 7. I like you went flat 7.
Yeah. I'll go weak 7.
No. Keep it
strong. That's humble now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Reese, it says here on, we've got a note here saying you need someone that your sisters will approve of. Who do you think your sisters are looking for you?
So, very good question. I know their standards are quite high. I think they just want someone who's a nice girl. I think they would prefer the more girly girl who plays with dolls and goes shopping. But I know it's a tough gig to ask, but they're very judgmental.
Now, last one for you, Reese. Which kind of girl, if you had to describe, is one who should just stay away? You've dated someone like this and you just think, not for me, can't be with one of them again.
One that is on my back all the time. I enjoy going out with a few beers with the boys.
Saturdays are for the boys.
So one of those girls that messages you every 20 seconds. Got a few mates who have a few girlfriends like that. They're the ones to stay away from, I think.
Well, Reese, we like the sound of you, mate. You're going to be up there on Hindley Street. I think that's a real fun one to be on because you're going to get some great voicemails from all kinds of people having a little
Sunday 2 a.m. is going to be an absolute ripple. We'll be checking out all those ones.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be great.
Billboard Singles, The Craziest Way to Find Love is back. Get your face on a billboard. Thanks to Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.